Hello, welcome back to another episode on the AE podcast. So today we're just going to be talking about college applications and our advice to younger students. Today we have a very special guest. She just recently finished her college applications and she is going to be sharing some advice with all of you. Yeah, so the first question.
When did you first start thinking about your application, your Common App essay ideas?
So I think for Common App, I started writing it in August, the summer before, or the month right before grade 12 starts. But for my UCs, I started in May because I knew I was going to be busy during the summer. If you don't have plans during the summer, you don't need to start that early. I feel like June, July for UCs, because UCs have four essays, and then August for Common App. And you're not going to finish it in 1 month. It's going to go into I think I still remember the date when I finished it. It was October 10th. That's when I finished my Common App, the final revision, because you're going to revise it many times. So just start as early as possible, because a lot of people, I know a lot of people were still doing it into December, which is really, really, really late. There's a lot of schools with early deadlines. If you want to do early decision, that's you need to finish by November, and early action, you need to finish by November. And a lot of schools have November 1st as their deadline. So you need to get it done latest at the end of September, in my opinion.
Because college is such a big step in your life, and you would have to apply for maybe a program or a major typically, how did you end up deciding what you wanted to do? And when did you kind of get the idea of what you wanted to do?
So when I applied for college, I applied for two programs. One was pre-law and one was design. And for design, it's kind of art related, and I've known I was going to do it for since I was 12, basically. I literally had a dream school since I was 12, and I knew that was the school I wanted to go to. So that was on the art track for a very long time. I took the steps to apply for arts high school. I prepared my portfolio, attended basically all my extracurriculars were art related, and I was a typical art student. So I was going to apply for only art schools up to last year, because that was just my goal for the longest time. And so everything I did, every one of my goals was concentrated around that. But I would say the start of junior year, I started to explore other options. I was do I really want to go to art school? Maybe I should apply for some general schools as well. So that's when I also started to consider another major or another track, because I was always so invested in law. I always watched lawyers and movies, and I'm just very interested in stuff like that. I always listen to cases online, and I'm very caught up in these sort of things. So I always had an interest for it, but I never really actually thought do I want to pursue this as a career? But when I started to apply for college this year, I thought that there was no harm to apply for more than one major. It actually gives you an extra path to consider. So I was okay, maybe I should just apply for some colleges concentrated on pre-law. So I decided to do that as well. And so it's just really up to your interest, because I personally feel it's interest over what you're good at, because you're going to struggle in all areas, right? In both what you like and what you don't like. But if you choose if you choose something you like to do, then you can go at it for a long time.
So I really resonate with what Brenda said. So basically, I've been basically limiting myself to wanting to be a doctor and going to medical school and all that stuff, this one route. But now that I'm getting older and learning about different courses and stuff, I'm kind of seeing how broad the career options are. It's really up to your interest, and please don't limit yourself to one thing. Even if it's something your parents really want you to be and you want to make them proud, but you ultimately have to do it for yourself. Yeah.
Because right now, the younger you are, the more options you can have. Actually, the older we get, the more we're like, oh, maybe it's too late to change career path. Obviously, that's not true. You can still change career path in your 30s, but it's going to be harder. So right now is a time where you can't be scared to try more than one major.
Yeah, that's really true. Because, like, when you're younger, like, you have, like, time to fail. But when you're, like, older and you realize, oh, I should have done that, I should have done that, it's kind of, like, way too late to change. For your extracurriculars, did you like, seek them out? Or, like, did some of them, like, just come coincidentally? Like, how did you, like, find your extracurricular?
So, like I said, most of my, actually majority of my extracurriculars are catered towards, they're very art-focused, just because that was my goal for the longest time. And I started my first, I guess, volunteer activity in ninth grade. And, but I started, like, I just seek them out on my own, right? Like, I would search, like, volunteer opportunities, like, and then I would pick, like, is it volunteer-based, is it job-based? And then I also applied to, like, awards and like competitions. And when I entered work experience in grade 11 or 10, I think it was 11, that's when more opportunities came up. So if you have connections at your school that where teachers can help you find these extracurriculars, then obviously, you know, you should utilize them to your full advantage. But also my biggest tip is that don't, like, for me, it was different because our school, they don't really care, like, if you don't have a wide range of extracurriculars. But if you're going to a general school, I would suggest that you don't, like, let's say you're going to medical school or you're doing pre-med, like, don't put all 10 of your extracurriculars into, like, hospitality and, like, all these, like, medical-based volunteer, because they want to see some, well, the good schools want to see personality, too. So if you have anything other than that, that would also really help you because they want to see a person that is, like, well-rounded and have other interests other than their major.
Okay, so I guess I can talk a bit more from, like, finding extracurriculars and opportunities regarding, like, STEM and stuff, because that is something I am currently trying to do. So, basically, it is very, very hard. Like, as a high school student, don't expect that professors are willing to work with you or you will get the opportunity to go work in a research lab. It is, like, very, very rare, maybe, like, 0.0001% chance that you'll actually have the opportunity to do, like, research in a lab as a high school student. So I think it's more important that you kind of, like, focus on what you can do and kind of, like, and also work around your interests. Like, even STEM is very, like, academic, and you, like, research will honestly be, like, the best option, but, like, you can definitely look, reach out to, like, I'm not saying, like, don't reach out, still reach out, but you need to, like, have a backup plan. Like, you need to focus on, like, maybe, like, a science club at school or something, like, more like that you have control over. Yeah.
So one of my regrets this year is, like, I was very determined to find extracurriculars that would be better for business school. I was, like, really fixated that, like, every extracurricular I do has to be related to business, which is why I missed out on a lot of, like, placements for our school's, like, work experience as well, because every single time the teacher would post a listing, like, a placement, I would be like, I would just wait for another one, thinking there'd be one more business related. But now, as the school year is approaching, like, an end, I, like, haven't done one placement yet, and she still hasn't posted any, like, business related placements, which is why I kind of regretted, because if I were to just do, like, any, like, a pharmacy one, even though it's not related to business, like, that's still better than nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So don't limit yourself and only find extracurriculars that are very suited towards the major that you're doing, because in the end, if you, like, some extracurriculars that might not be that related is still better than an empty plate.
Yeah, so that basically ties into what I was talking about earlier, where you need to find extracurriculars that are well-rounded. They're not just catered towards your major. Exactly. So, like, for example, I can just tell you that okay, well, that's not really my mistake because I was basically sent, I was so focused on going to art school until like last year, basically. So it wasn't really my fault. It's just that my goals changed. But my problem with when I was applying to law, like pre-law for college, was that I applied, let's say I'm going to this general school, they only have art, like just visual arts, like you're just gonna be painting and drawing. So because my extracurriculars were so catered towards art, I basically applied for an art major, even though I knew if I got in, I was not going to go into that major. I was going to transfer. So that's a problem, right? Because my whole profile was so centered towards art. I was like, the only way I can get into the school is if I apply for art. If they accept me, then I'll just transfer my major. That's the only way I can get in. So if you're like me, right? But this is not really my fault because like I didn't know I was going to general school, but that's my advice. Like, yeah, this is what will happen.
Again, like this all kind of goes back to like you need to be, like when you're younger and like maybe like 8th grade or 9th grade, you need to really be exploring your interests and definitely finding something you're passionate about instead of like just thinking, oh, this is the path I'm doing for sure. Like, and you need to make sure you keep your options open because definitely you're still at a very young age. There's still a lot of space, a lot of flexibility. So definitely do that and you will be doing yourself a favor.
So I also wanted to touch on pre-college. If your family can afford pre-college, I highly recommend it. Not because it will, like, let's say you go to a pre-college at Stanford, not because it will help you get into Stanford, but because, oh, that's one thing. Like, sometimes it will help. Sometimes if you do everything you can and you went to the pre-college, you will still get rejected. But, you know, I say it is a good experience because first, you're experiencing what college life is like. And second, you also get to know if you actually like this college or not. Because a lot of us are just like, oh, I have this ideal image of my dream school. Like, all I know about this dream school is what I know from the internet, but you've never actually experienced it. But once, there's actually a lot of people I know who went to pre-colleges and after, you know, they left, they didn't like that school anymore because of various reasons. So it is a good opportunity for you to add something to your extracurricular list, but also utilize your summer and make it productive. So now we're going to switch over to Andrea and Apple, and they're going to be discussing sort of their plans and trajectory as they enter senior year. So now I'll be asking the questions. So first of all, do both of you have any like plans for the summer catered towards college?
Yeah, so my summer is kind of blurry right now. Like, I don't have like really set in stone plans. Like, I did apply to like summer programs, which are a great option for me to just to be explore away from home and like to meet new people and stuff. I'm not really like looking for summer programs to like necessarily targeted towards a dream school or anything. I just kind of feel like the summer is the time where I can be like exploring my interests and stuff and making friends and like a time for like where I can make like happy memories. But again, like it is like junior year, so it is like very, very important.
I'll be going to like a summer program during the summer, and that'll probably be just the first month. But the second month, I'm hoping to just like really find some like opportunities that will give me some like practical experience, because on your comment app and all your essays, like, I think it's very important if you have a lot of experience and like memories that you can talk about, because a lot of people might think that like you can just make something up, but when you're actually writing something like that, it's not that easy to make up the perfect scenario. And like, if you're passionate about something and if you actually did it, and for like business school, if they were to interview you and you wouldn't be able to follow up on what you wrote, that'd be really bad. So yeah, just get some real life experience while having fun.
Yeah, I really don't like agree with the fact that a lot of kids are going to summer programs and stuff just for a university or college. I think that a summer because it's a break. You should be like kind of giving yourself some time, letting yourself like relax, like away from the stress school gives you. And just to add on, like it is totally fine to just like stay at home for 2 months and do nothing. So like I just want to say like that like everything will work out, and like it is completely up to you and what you want to do. Like these are just like purely some things that we're doing and that we find interesting. Yeah.
So AP season is coming up. It's right around the corner, and I was just wondering if you guys have any like studying advice or resources to give to our listeners, as well as any like how are you prepping for SAT and have you taken it yet?
Okay, so AP, I would definitely recommend you to start as early as possible. And just try learning bits by bits. And like, especially if you have multiple APs, it is definitely quite a lot to handle if you want to do it all together at once. And some resources that I find it really helpful to just do some practice questions and do a lot of like the free response questions and just get familiar with like the question types that they'll possibly ask you. And really it's not about APs. I think there is like a flexibility in the scoring. Like it's not necessarily about getting everything right. I think it's more important that you understand the concepts and you understand the bigger picture, and that you can like at least you can attempt the questions. Yeah, it's you don't need to be like really focused, like, oh, I don't really, there's in the section there is this one vocal that I don't know, I need to remember. No, I think you should be spending your time on like other things and getting a overall picture of the course. Yeah,
so I've been taking APs, this is my third year. I started in grade 9, and a lot of people have their own study methods, but a lot of people are very fixated on getting the knowledge first, which was me before. I would try to learn everything and I would attempt the questions, but I think it would be a lot more beneficial if you were to just like get a like maybe 50% glimpse of the course and then just attempt questions, because you learn a lot more when you're attempting questions. And if you're familiar with the exam structure and stuff, that would be really helpful when you're actually doing the exam. And also I mean, it's good to start your APs early, but I think that everyone learns differently. Like personally, even though I would love to, but I just cannot consistently look at something every day. Like leading up to an exam, I can't study 2 hours every day for that exam. I feel like even though it comes to bite me in the ass, I think it's better if I were to just cram it on one day. But don't create, like, even though it creates unnecessary stress for yourself, I just think it's more productive.
So how did the two of you decide to choose your current major?
Okay, very briefly, I don't have many passions and just hobbies. And that's one thing my mom has always like been mad at me for, because she always says like, you're not interested in baking, you're not interested in like drawing, whatever. And I was never particularly good at a subject, nor was I like particularly very bad at a subject. And I think that business out of everything is one of the more well-rounded like things that like you don't need to be particularly good at one thing. But like if you're bad at one thing, we're not gonna not accept you. Like maybe STEM or math is. It's like more loose.
Yeah, I guess.
Not as rigid. Yeah. And also like if you go into like other than art, if you go into like STEM or like bio, they have a huge emphasis on like grades, right? Like for a business, if for example, like I know people who got into like, I don't know, Cornell or something, they might have like a 90 average, but they have this really good like practical experience and like extracurricular that got them in. It's like it's more unpredictable. So you feel like school and academics aren't something you're strong in, but you're strong in more like interpersonal relationships and stuff like that, you should give business a try.
Another tip I have for upcoming seniors is to apply for scholarships, because no one really talks about this. Like, you usually apply for scholarships after you finish all your applications, and it's like, I'm talking about merit ones. If you're financial aid, that's a different story, but merit-based scholarships, it's you apply based on your profile, and if you qualify, if you think you're a good candidate, they'll give you the money. And this is not something you should skip out on, because, like, why would you not want money to fund your education? And no matter how privileged you are, no matter how much your family can afford your tuition, you should consider applying for scholarships, because it is, like, really beneficial, and it also doesn't cost money, so why not?
Okay, so I think we are going to end this episode here, and thank you guys for listening. I just wanted to just add a little bit that college might not work out for everyone, and it's completely okay to not go to college after high school and to find something you're interested in, maybe take a gap year or just go to trade school or anything. Those are all completely really great options, and where we are just purely talking from our experiences and what we want to do in life, and it might be completely different from yours. Yeah.